O God, eternal Creator, who on the first day of creation called forth light out of darkness, who on the first day of the age to come brought life from the tombs, grant to us your Holy Spirit that the pure light of Easter morning might shine within our lives and make us children of light. For we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord, who is Himself the light of the world. Amen. Our scripture this morning is found in John, the 20th chapter, the first 18 verses. Hear now the Word of God. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put Him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from it from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they put Him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," He said, "why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking He was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried Him away, tell me where you've put Him, and I will get Him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward Him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that He had said these things to her. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. In the letter to the church at Rome, Paul writes these words, that if we profess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Jesus becomes our Savior. Easter is a big deal. It's not a big deal because I say it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Christianity rises and falls on the resurrection of Jesus. It's such a big deal that every single Sunday we celebrate Easter in the church. That's the reason we worship on Sunday, the first day of the week, to celebrate Easter each and every week. Easter marks the defeat of death by Christ. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:55, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" That's what he asked. After 20 years of preaching Easter sermons, listening to 40 years of Easter sermons, I still have one question. Why Mary Magdalene? Why Mary Magdalene? Of all the people alive during the day that Jesus' ministry and His death and burial and resurrection, why Mary Magdalene? Why? You know, you think about it, couldn't God have picked somebody else? Some of us are thinking, you know, at Jesus' birth, God really blew it. I mean, it was a PR blunder. of all the people for the angel to appear to in the middle of the night to say, good news of great joy shall be to you and all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Who does he tell that to? Shepherds. Of all the people in the world he could have told about the birth of Jesus, he tells to a bunch of shepherds who cannot be trusted. Cannot be trusted. Their testimony wouldn't hold up in court. And yet, God picks them to go and see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. You would think God would learn better. Truly, if God was running for office, he would not be elected the next time with a blunder like that. Why Mary? There were lots of people that would be better. Let's think about it. There's Peter. Peter. The rock. Peter's the one, if we read in Acts, where he is the one who preaches in 50 days. He preaches such a powerful sermon in the power of the Holy Spirit that thousands of people believe in the resurrection of Jesus. That's who should have been the first one to see the risen Christ. He could have really done it, but no. Oh, I forgot. Peter's the one on the night before the crucifixion who told Jesus that when all the rest of them fall away, I will never fall away. And then all of a sudden, he had that faux pas of not denying Jesus once, not twice, but three times, and made a chicken very famous. Peter missed his opportunity. We can't use Peter. He failed. Well, what about John? Yes, John, the beloved disciple, the one who Jesus loved. He would be the one. He's the one that Jesus looked down from the cross and said, my son, meet your mother. My mother, meet your son. And tradition has it that John takes care of Mary, the mother of Jesus. He would be a good candidate. I mean, surely he would be a good candidate, wouldn't he? Oh, I forgot. He's the disciple who chastised somebody for driving out demons in Jesus' name. He's an elitist. He's prejudiced. Oh, we can't let him do it. Who could we do? Oh, how about Andrew, Peter's brother? Andrew's the one who brought Peter to Jesus. He introduced him. He would be a great one. Yes. He was one of the first evangelists. No, we can't use him. Because after he introduced Jesus, we don't hear from him again. He goes into the shadows. How about Nathanael? He came a long way. He was the one, when he was introduced to Jesus and someone was told about Jesus, he's the one that said, can anything good come from Nazareth? That would be a good story, wouldn't it? Well, we can't use him either. He's never mentioned again in the book of John, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke don't even mention him at all. How about Thomas? We could have Thomas be the first one to meet the risen Christ. You know Thomas, the one who was not in the upper room at the end of that first Easter, that day of resurrection. He wasn't there, and he's the one that the next week said, unless I can touch his hands and feel his side, I will never believe. Wouldn't it have been great if Thomas had been there? That would have been fabulous. Then he wouldn't have looked so silly. And given everybody named Thomas, asked him, because everybody asked Thomas's, are you a doubter? It would have been great. But oh yeah, Thomas, he's the one that has that violence in his ego. He wanted to have fire cast down on some people. Yeah, he wasn't present when Jesus said, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Gosh, who could we be? Who could we pick? I know who. Barabbas. Wouldn't it have been great if Barabbas had been the first one? You remember Barabbas? He was the one at the trial at Pilate's. When Pilate said, you can have one of these two released. Who would it be? Jesus, who really doesn't deserve crucifixion, or Barabbas, who does? Who do y'all want to... And they said Barabbas needed to be, and they yelled that out, and Barabbas is set free. Wouldn't it have been something if Barabbas had kind of circled back around and watched what the world, what they did to Jesus? Watched the crucifixion. And then made it to the tomb that Sunday morning, that first day of the week. And he'd come face to face with the man who saved him 3 days ago, and who saves him now. Wouldn't that have been something? Wouldn't that have been an unbelievable story? Why Mary? Could have been Caiaphas and Annas, the high priest, or maybe even Pilate himself. But why Mary? Mary Magdalene. She was a woman. She couldn't be a witness. The story says that she got up early in the morning. She had been at the crucifixion. She had been, when they buried her, buried Jesus, she was there. And early in the morning, when it's still dark, she goes to the tomb. Mary Magdalene. Jesus cast out 7 demons from her. My guess is she knew a lot about darkness in her life. There's 2 different times in the Gospel of John. They talk a lot about dark and light, and it's not just about the time of the day. When Mary Magdalene goes at dark, I'm guessing she knew what dark looked like, and she knew what it was to be comfortable in the darkness. But she was going to see the one who brought her into the light. And she went. She went. And when she didn't find Jesus, she ran to Peter and John. The reason Mary is chosen is because she was the first one there and the last one to leave. Mary understood what Jesus was saying, to whom much is given, much is expected. In the story of Jesus being at the house of Simon the leper, or Simon the Pharisee, and there He is there, and a woman comes and cries and washes His feet and dries His feet with her hair. And Simon the Pharisee said, if you knew who that was doing that, you wouldn't let them near you. And then Jesus tells a story about 2 people who owed their master varying amounts. And the master forgave them both. And Jesus asked, who do you think loves the master more? And the Pharisee said, I guess the one who is forgiven the most. I think Mary Magdalene understood that. She knew from how the depth of where she had been to the height of where Jesus had taken her. Why Mary? Because she loved Jesus. She understood that God loved the world and that He gave His only Son for the world. That means you. The Peters in here who have denied Jesus. The Johns in the world who are elitist and prejudiced. The Thomases in here who are doubters and who have anger issues. For the Barabbases who are terrorists, who have terrible thoughts and act in ways they shouldn't act. You see, Mary Magdalene understood that Jesus died for all of you and me. That's why Mary. You see, Mary understood how much God loved her. And she was willing to love Him back. That's why she was the first to see. And she did what she was supposed to do. She told the world, I have seen the Lord. The question for us today is, have you seen the risen Christ? And are you going to tell anybody about Him and what He's done in your life? To whom much is given, much is expected. From where I stand, I think we know we're all very blessed. We're very blessed. And God expects us to reciprocate in telling the world. Truly, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank You for Mary Magdalene, who was willing to go in the darkness to see the One who delivered her into the marvelous light. May we be willing to come out of the darkness and into that light, and may the light of Christ go with us. For truly He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.